Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
At first, I was like, damn, is he dissing me? Mm-hmm. I was like, what? I didn't do nothing. Why would he say that? I was like, yeah, I can't be a bitch, but why would you say that? But then when I thought about it and I think about how his personality is, I'm like, that's not a diss. Mm-hmm. He's just being a smart ass. Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? And I tweeted, I was like, man, I'm fucking honored to be mentioned on this album. I think this album is fucking great. Yeah, is it weird? Yeah, it's weird. But I like fucking weird rap, so I'm actually a little bit surprised by y'all's reaction with Real Niggas.
All right, man, Dead Hip Hop album.
Review. Like, you mad about it? All right.
Oh, really?
He showed it.
Energy. It was shit. Hell yeah. But all right, man. Look, Dead Hip Hop album review.
I can get professional. I can get real corporate real quick.
But you know, JPEG Mafia album review veteran. Yo.
What happened?
Yeah.
I mean, we knew this was going to happen.
I thought like that.
Okay. So this is one of those where I'm gonna give JPEG Mafia mad props for pushing the envelope, right? But I 1000% feel like Ken when we review it. I can't, you know me and names. I can't remember that. Remember that alarm beat?
Clipping.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How you felt on that? On two or three
I felt
of these?
The same way with Real Niggas.
Y'all bugging, man.
No, hey, look, like I said, I'm gonna give a mad props for pushing the envelope.
Wait, why are we talking about it? Let me go ahead and jump into it. No, wait. No, I haven't said that yet.
Put words in my mouth. How you know what I like?
I know what you like. You don't like this shit.
Here's the thing.
Y'all crazy, y'all. Y'all say here's the thing.
Hey, look. Shit is not made for me, but this shit, it be bumping. It's too noisy for me. Some of the beats, some of the shit he's doing, I'm like, nigga, I got the point.
It's like tone it down a little bit.
Yeah,
like, just a little bit.
But I get it. No, I get it. If you wanted to be over the top and drive that point home,
yeah.
Like if you're sticking in it, you know, make sure that shit's stuck in there, I get it. 1000%, and he's dope. It's just like, it's just too noisy for me. And I could give him props and be like, oh, this is dope. And if somebody wants something that doesn't sound like anything and is experimental, here you go, bro. Like, have that. But for me, my personal enjoyment,
you don't like this shit.
It's
just like,
but I don't want to say I don't like it, because from an artistic standpoint, I feel them.
There's nothing wrong with saying you don't like something, bro.
That's not what he's saying, but
I'm not saying that.
That's not what he's saying.
Be free. I am being free.
Come out of the closet, homie. You understand? But you're true.
No, look. I don't hate it, and I don't dislike it. I more so appreciate it than anything else. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you sound so fluffy right now.
No,
will you ever listen to this again?
There's some joints that I'll probably go back to.
Like two. See? You don't like it.
But just because he appreciated it don't mean that he'll go back and listen to it.
But because he doesn't like it. But there's nothing wrong with not liking it. You're not saying it's shitty. He's saying you don't like it.
Yeah,
that's not the way he wants to pose it.
But yeah, I know. I'm trying to get out what he really means.
No, that's not what he really means.
Yeah. Do you like this?
It's just like the first Brockhampton. It's just like the first Brockhampton. I gave him mad props, but that shit wasn't for me. I'm not necessarily going to go back to that.
It's not for you because you don't like it.
But it's not for me because it's too fucking noisy.
Right. And you don't like it. You don't like it.
It's a different
You're not saying like it's
something.
Exactly. No, it's not.
And like just still appreciating it.
I get the you can appreciate something but still not like it.
I said the same
thing. Yeah, you can. But isn't that what he's saying though?
He's afraid to say he don't like it.
No, I'm not afraid to say anything.
Come on.
No, but it's not that I dislike it. Look, I'm telling you, when I don't like something, I know I don't like it. This is just a bit too noisy for my, like for me to revisit it and just be bumping that shit in the whip like that. But it's like, damn, like, if it was just toned down a little bit, am I gonna proactively go back to this and be like, oh yeah, I wanna listen to this? Not necessarily. But if some of these joints come on when I'm just listening to random music on my iTunes, I'm probably not gonna skip it. That's how I feel. So because of that, I know I don't dislike it. It's just this shit not for me. And I don't wanna say I dislike it because then it makes it seem like, you know, like it's bad. It's not bad and I don't dislike it. It's just I more so appreciate it.
So this is interesting, right? So JPEG Mafia's 2016 album, Black Ben Carson, was in my iTunes. When I went to go listen to Veteran, that album was sitting in my iTunes. I never listened to it. I don't even know how it got in there. Probably listening to Nasty's podcast. I don't know if he played it, but he'll play a lot of different artists that I've never heard of, so I just go write them down and just add them to my iTunes with the intent to listen to it later. And clearly, this is one I never went to. So I listened to that first. Bro, I was like, what the hell? The production all over the place. Like, it was a lot to process. It was just everything coming at me all at once. But I wanted to listen to that first before I got here because I wanted to see, you know, if anything changed from 2016 to now. So that album to me was a lot more, gosh, I don't even know. It just seemed like it because that was my first time listening to him. That there was the production was just kind of chaotic and extra and just loud and just random for no fucking reason.
So you're talking about Veteran, right?
No, I'm talking about that does exist on this album. But when the intro track, I was like, oh, he kind of toned it down a little bit.
I was like,
bruh, here he up. Because man, ODB started yelling in my fucking ear.
I was like, is that ODB? I said, that's from fucking
is that ODB? Dirty. Yeah, that's what he did. Oh, okay. It was from his album. He had like a skit where he was like,
yeah.
He took that, flipped that into a beat. That was crazy.
Yeah, I was so fucking annoyed.
Yeah, that shit was
Driving me fucking bananas. I wanted to pull my fucking hair out. I don't even have it. That shit was annoying the shit out of me. And then it went away, and I was like,
it did something.
Then that motherfucker came right back, and I was like, this motherfucker. So while I like him. Yeah. I like him as a rapper a lot.
Me too.
I find the production at times extremely annoying because it goes counter to what my brain likes to process.
I know. But I think that's what's creative about it.
But that's what kind of makes this appealing in this brief.
I know, it's weird as fuck.
The way they kind of fight against my sensibility.
Right, it does.
But there are times I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on? And it's just driving me fucking crazy.
He's flowing. Yeah. Like, nigga, how did you find a pocket on that? like germs.
I don't know. But it somehow, in this weird sort of way, works. But what I think is interesting also about him is that he incorporates the singing with it too. And I think on Black, and he definitely had, as a student of the game, he pulls like old hip hop references and songs throughout his music that he interjects, which I think is dope.
I've never even heard of this artist, nothing until I caught wind of the line that he said about Mike C-Town on social media. And I was like, okay, I thought the song was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay, this song is actually pretty, because I'm like, man, I hope it ain't no whack lines.
Right.
Trying to say Mike C-Town to get some love or whatever. But then when I listened to the song, I said, okay, this song is cool. So going into this album, I'm going to do a people line. I ain't know what to expect, because I've never, I wasn't familiar with this person's work. So yeah, the first couple tracks, Real Nigga, was kind of interesting. I thought it was cool that he used a freaking interlude from ODB album and made that into an 808 beat. And he was flowing. He was actually rapping.
No, he was rapping.
Good.
Yeah.
He was rapping pretty good. Baby, I'm Bleeding, he was rapping pretty good. DD Form. I even like DD Form because that was like a switch. It's amazing. Some of the production on here, because he produced, mixed, and mastered this whole damn thing. So, yeah, props to him for doing that.
He mentioned that, right? In some songs or something like that.
I don't know. I just looked it up and saw that he produced
it. I want to say he mentioned that on one song.
And he mixed and mastered that shit. So I'm like, man, that's what's up. That's dope. It's amazing because I think some of the beats on here has like an accessible sound, but some of them are like, what the fuck
fuck is this? Like Germs. Germs, when it was like he started off rapping, then he got to this quirky old singing and the song just cut off. And I was just like, what the hell? Like, I feel like a lot of this stuff just was just unfinished. I guess some, like, as far as how the songs, it's just like you get some rapping and just some noise going on and then some rapping, faded out rapping into this song. The songs just feel like they didn't finish properly or something. I think that kind of threw me off with this album. But listening to this for the review, I got a couple of songs that I like on here, but that doesn't mean, I like this album. I'm not going to tell you or anybody out here to go listen to JPEG Mafia.
But see, I think that's a bit crazy, though, because it's like, if it's something that you feel like you can pull from this, right? And it's like, So 19
tracks. Three, four songs out of 19 tracks.
So you just gonna recycle the whole thing?
Yes.
But if you got three or four songs, like, why throw away the whole thing? Why?
It's not worth it.
I mean, they cool, but they ain't like, oh my God, I fucking love these songs.
But the fact that they intrigue you, though, it might grow on you or whatever at some point. Because that happens sometimes. Like, if I would have threw out Kid Cudi, first album, I would have been kicking myself in the ass if I would have threw that out after the first few listens. I knew it was something about that album that I liked. Yep. I knew it was something, but I wouldn't have co-signed it for
not this though.
Not just the, that's just my point though.
Yeah. But I thought the line with Mike C. Tyler, I thought that was cool. I thought that was dope.
I thought that was cool.
And the song is good.
I mean, I've been a fan of him for a while, but before this album with the Black Ben Carson and the thing he did with Freaky before this. I thought the albums were cool, but they didn't stick. They were good, but it was like, there wasn't a lot of staying power. Like, I didn't find myself wanting to really go back to him. But whenever he would drop something new, I would always go check it out, because he's fucking dope. And I love what he does with his production. And when this one came out, of course, the first song on the album, I click it, I'm like, oh, I'm jamming out. And I'm like, I hear the line. At first, I was like, damn, is he dissing me? Mm-hmm. It's like, what? I didn't do nothing. Hell, why would he say that? Like, yeah, I can't be a bitch, but why would you say that? But then when I thought about it and I think about how his personality is, I'm like, that's not a diss. He's just being a smart ass. And then I was like, you know what? And I tweeted out, I was like, man, I'm fucking honored to be mentioned on this album, because I think this album is fucking great. Yeah, is it weird? Yeah, it's weird, but I like fucking weird rap. So I'm actually a little bit surprised by y'all's reaction with Real Nigga. I thought y'all would fuck with it. Oh. I mean, again, yeah, it's weird, but the beat when it comes in is hard as fuck. You went for fucking 30 minutes.
Because you need a clarification, motherfucker.
No, Rob need a clarification. I knew what you were trying to say. You just didn't know.
Whatever.
But yeah, I mean, every jam on here, there was not anything where I was like, I feel like skipping it. I fucking love this shit, but Real Nigga, man.
Yeah, man.
ODB yelling, and then that drum comes in and he's rapping. And the shit about Lena Dunham fucking killed AR the size of, or AR built like Lena Dunham, when it shoots, I never miss. That I don't body shame. But I'd be lying like a motherfucker if I didn't say that was a hard ass bar that cracked me up. Shit. And the shit about fucking everybody wants to get bucked till they meet 50 Cent. Like, come on. Like, the dude is rapping. And then, like, I think
everybody's saying that, though.
I know. I'm going to go a step further.
Yeah.
The production, I think, and I understand what y'all are saying. It sounds like it's unfinished. But I don't think it sounds unfinished to me. I think he just wants to, like, these songs, get in, get out. Knock you over the fucking head and move on. Like, he's not coming at this with a traditional song structure. So I think the whole verse, chorus thing, if people would expect, he's not going for that. But if you really sit down and listen to this, the way he's rapping, I think what's so interesting is he's taking like modern hip hop cues. Like he's taking fucking shit that Migos do. That's why I brought Migos before. Mm-hmm. Fucking 21 Savage. Mm-hmm. He's taking shit that they're doing, but he's putting his own twist on it.
Yeah, because he had one song on there that was super choppy, like what they do now, like the newer style. I can't remember the name of the song.
I know what you're talking about. Hold on. It's where he's like,
possibly.
Johnny, but I want Little Feet.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Which I don't appreciate you talking shit about Morrissey or Johnny Rotten, but that song is dope. That song is dope as fuck. But man, Baby I'm Bleeding, that was the first jam I heard from this whole project, because that was a single. And I was like, I cannot fucking wait to hear the rest of this, because that shit is so fucking dope. And the way he's rapping over these beats is just, incredible, man. Like that chains on my, what do you say, chains? I'm wearing chains, something looking like a rapper.
Oh yeah, the way he's rapping on, like, these beats is amazing.
Oh my God, like every fucking song. This shit is dope. This shit is dope. I feel like if you're into like experimental rap, but you kind of want a slightly modern twist to it, I think this is the perfect. This is the album that I think he's been leading up to this whole time. Because like I said, I've liked his other shit, but it didn't stick like this. Where I have these bizarre but incredibly dope beats, and I can flow my ass off over them. And not only that, I like that he throws in that weird, like, kind of Drake-ish singing in there. I think it's dope.
That DD Forms.
He did a couple jams.
Interesting about him, because on Black Ben Carson, he opened with Drake Era. And I don't fully like remember that song like in full detail, and whether or not he was taking a shot at Drake or not. But I just knew it was like Drake era. And then later on, I'm like, wait a minute, but he's singing. So wait, I'm confused. Like, what's going on? And then he did a lot more of that, I think, on this one than he did on the other one. I listened to this I'm only listening to Black Ben Carson once, and that was just so I could prepare for this one. So, but I did find that interesting that he was doing that. So I definitely agree with you, like. It's a mainstream, instrumental, weird kind of mix.
A lot of these groups will come out and they just throw them in a bucket. It's like, all right, you're fucking a fake-ass Death Grips. Okay, you're a fake-ass Dialect. Or you're a fake-ass whatever. This shit, I can't think of anybody that's really doing it like this. And it's fucking great, man. It's fucking great. So, I mean, it's antagonistic. It's angry. It's witty as fuck. It's extremely sarcastic. Mm-hmm. And the dude can rap. A lot of these noise rappers, they can't rap for shit.
Right.
He can fucking rap.
No, he can.
So, again, walking into this review, I expected people not to like it. But I like the fact that at least everybody here can appreciate the motherfucker has bars.
Oh, yeah.
He's got bars. So, I love bars, and I love experimental beats, so this works out perfect for me.
When I was listening to it, I'm like, I know Mike is shitting his pants in with this right here.
I thought that too, like, yeah, because this is like...
Because the right beats was... Yeah, it's right. Because you love Death Grips, so I already know you love experimental beats. So when I was hearing this shit, I'm like, yo, I'm annoyed as fuck, but I know this motherfucker loving it.
It caught me off guard because I just went in trying to, you know, listen to that song where everybody's talking about Mike, got mentioned. I was like, oh, okay, I'm like, no, this might be actually kind of cool. Yeah. All right, cool. So, man, I went into that shit. I was like, whoa, I was not expecting it to sound like this. Yeah. Like, it really took a turn. Because that's the first song.
Yeah.
And isn't that the first song?
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh, shit. It's a setup.
It is a setup. But
It's a setup.
Man.
It's not a setup.
I felt set
up. Well, y'all felt set up because y'all's expectations was fucked up.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not a setup.
That's what I'm saying.
But there were other jams.
But you got to also realize that. Or not necessarily for, well, Ken too, because you went back to the first one listening to this. I'd never heard of this guy. So for me, listening to that intro track, I didn't anticipate it to be as noisy and as industrial or whatever else, you know, as it was. So it was a setup for me.
Right.
Because when that shit come on, really, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Right, so I'm like, okay, what am I diving into here, right? And then it keeps going. I'm like, okay, cool, I get it. He's going for this experimental shit, but then, like, when you listen to it, you're realizing this motherfucker is flowing. He got skills. So then, that's where I started to say, okay, I can appreciate what he's doing. He's really trying to push envelopes, and I get that.
Did anybody feel like it was like a just overall theme of him like going at like critics and bloggers or whatever? Did anybody hear
an
that
overall
at all?
Thing?
Yeah, I feel like he put it. He threw little shots every now and then. No, it was towards the end. It's throughout.
It is? Okay.
He said something about bloggers or critics throughout the album. I thought.
Yeah, it was something like kidnap a blogger.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, a lot of
and that made me think about the line about you. Like, is he dissing you?
I don't think he's dissing me. And if he does, I don't care. I mean,
you care, but I'm just saying, but it made me kind of question that because of the oil.
I get you.
The line right after that, you talking shit. Something about you talking shit. It's not like you talking shit, but I can talk shit until we meet up or something like that. I can't remember the line. Yeah. I have to look it up.
That's what he said.
Even if Peggy is dissing me, I took it as a smart ass diss. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not really like, I'm gonna go fuck you up if I see you in the street. Mm-hmm. It was more like a, you know, oh, you a bitch ass. And, you know, I'm and moving on. Mm-hmm. I didn't take it seriously like that. But once again, knowing JPEG Mafia's music and knowing Peggy's sense of humor and knowing the way he raps, I don't really take it as a threatening diss.
Did you feel like he was dissing Mike, or you felt like it was just a funny bar or something?
I felt like it was a funny bar. I didn't feel like it was a, like a direct diss. Because like with his level of expertise in rapping, I think he could have came a lot harder at Mike if he wanted to. Mm-hmm. So I felt like it was just light. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Like, because he said something about Drake. I want my bitches to look like Drake or something like that.
All my bitches the color of Drake.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't take it serious.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I just thought it was a silly ass comedy line. You know, I feel like he didn't have no reason. Oh, this Mike C time. What? You read something different?
That's right. Oh. I don't know. Yeah, it says, I need a bitch long hair like Mike C town. You talking shit, I'm talking shit, you catch a beat down.
Mm.
Yeah. I know you never in the hood or in the streets now, and still I'm hearing that you really want some beef now. but that doesn't
make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. Exactly.
Well, I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense because I've never one single time publicly mentioned JPEG Mafia, exactly. Especially in a negative light. I don't think it was a diss. If it was, I'm more than fine with it being a diss. I do talk a lot of shit. I don't really want to catch a beatdown by anybody. I don't want beef with anybody either. But shit, he's coming. He's gonna be here in Atlanta, so I'll ask him. But I don't think it is. I think that JPEG Mafia is just, he's a witty, fucking smartass, just like me. So I think that was just him throwing a witty, smartass line out there. I never took it as the dude wants to fight me, or the dude thinks I'm some fucking dickhead that's talking too much shit. I never took it that way.
I'm gonna take, even though the beat was annoying, baby, I'm bleeding. I'm gonna take Germs. I stay in my lane.
Because he didn't like it.
Yeah, I stay in my lane.
I got the first 1539 at North Carver Street. Real nigga. Baby, I'm bleeding.
Let's do Rainbow Six, Macaulay Culkin, 1488, Rock and Roll is Dead, and Real Nigga.
Songs I loved, 1539 North Calvert, definitely Real Nigga. It's probably my favorite jam of the whole album. Baby I'm Bleeding, Williamsburg. Cause I love that Walking Dead reference, that young Rick Murdoch. Yeah. I just shoot walkers.
Yeah.
Love that shit. And Germs, I really, really enjoyed. You know what I did want to mention though, real quick? That DJ Snitch Bitch interlude. What's funny about that is he has a line on there where he says, Matt Hyatt Sierra. And the very day that I heard that album, it reminded me that I needed to go update my fucking OS to High Sierra. And it ruined everything on my laptop. I had to wipe my entire system and start over.
Wow.
So I blame Peggy for that shit. So if he wants this to be cool, you got me. You got me. I had to fucking restart my entire fucking OS because he put that motherfucking line in his goddamn album. I'm still mad about that shit. I lost a lot of shit updating the High Sierra. I thought it was backed up, but Time Machine wasn't connected properly.
JPEG Mafia, hey look man, I appreciate what you're doing. I think it's extremely creative. Yo ass can flow. It's just, this is, I'm not a motherfucker that like experimental hip hop, but I definitely can realize talent, and you are extremely talented. So, you know, I'm not your demographic, so don't have to cater to me or whatever I like or whatever, but you are dope, and that's where I want to leave it. You're dope.
Yeah, JPEG, continue to keep rapping your ass off, man, and shouts to you for producing this entire thing, man. It shows that you're really talented at what you do, and mixing and mastering. I mean, I can't really say you keep doing what you think. I guess this album just wasn't for me, so keep doing your thing, bro.
Yeah, I keep doing what you're doing, because I find what you're doing interesting. Because you're actually a rapper that's really, really dope and can flow and So there's things about you as a rapper that I find interesting. The music itself, you know, at times is difficult for me to connect with, but I think what you are doing in the experimental genre of hip hop, I think is definitely extremely interesting, because I haven't heard anybody, based on the stuff that I've listened to, do something like that.
JPEG Mafia. I think this album is incredible. I love that you are presenting a completely different take on the experimental hip hop genre. I love that you're kind of taking what some of the people like Lil Uzi Vert and 21 Savage are doing now, but you're almost saying like, look, this is what these dudes could be if they wanted to actually do something interesting and different with their music. And that's not shitting on them, it's just what I got from this. I love the fact that you can rap your ass off and you're doing it over the most unrappable beats that you could possibly hear. One of them mentioned, I can't believe you kept finding your pocket. I think that's a testament to how dope of a rapper you really are. Okay, FIFO said that. But yeah, there's not a skippable for me. There's not a skippable moment on this album. I cannot wait to hear what you do next, because I think that this is the best thing you've done so far.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.